Blog Talk Radio.
Proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks, live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
All right, it's Sunday night, and welcome to Talk CDL. Tyler, what's going on up there in North... I'm sorry, I almost said North Dakota. You're still in Utah out there where the land of the... Nah, I ain't going to say it today. What's up, big guy?
Oh, not too much, man. Super frustrated with this hotel room and their internet problems, you know. But other than that, you know, I think I'm surviving okay. Other than this, this weather, man, 100 degrees plus, it's just not my thing. Not my thing.
I hear that. I don't think there's any relief anywhere from the heat except in your air conditioner. That's about it right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'll be happy once I'm back in North Dakota, I think so.
Yeah, I think it's hot up there, too. Anyways, hey, guys, it's Sunday night. We've got a cute little show lined up for you. You know, I tell you what, tonight's topic, Tyler, let's just get right into that for a second. We're going to, you know, take a break here in a second, and we got people in the sound room. I know you want to go over and see who's in there. But we've got a topic tonight of brake checking. Brake checking truckers. And, you know, to be honest with you, there's truckers out there that will brake check truckers. But there's a lot of cars out there that, I mean, honestly, if we can get the message out tonight, I'll be honest with you. I keep my mind's flashing 5,000 different thoughts right here. But here's what I'm thinking. This show shouldn't even have to be about brake checking. You know, even an idiot should know never brake check 80,000 pounds. You know, even if you don't know that it weighs 80,000 pounds, you should pretty much know that a big truck will crush you and kill you. We shouldn't even have to be telling people this. But my gosh, you know what? Before the show, I went online, Tyler, and I started Googling brake checking truckers. Did you see all the little videos I stuck on top of the video that they had already posted up there for Talk CDL? Did you see all them little extra ones I threw on there?
You know, like I said, there's like no internet here. So, you know, I've just been on my phone. So I haven't really been, you know, strolling too much of the internet lately since I've been in Utah. So
you know what, Tyler, that takes me to a non-trucking funny story. Okay. And here's what I'd like to tell everybody's kind of funny story. It's, you know how I wasn't paying attention to you just now when you said you had no internet. So I said, hey, did you check them videos out? You're like, no, yeah. Like I said, I don't have internet for you dumb. But okay. So, myself and a couple people from the church were over singing at a retirement home the other day, right? And this little old lady, she's talking to me. And I got to tell you, this is non-trucking, but it's a cute little story. She says, hi, I'm 100 years old. And I'm like, oh, well, congratulations. Praise God for all that. And she's there, yeah, I'm 100 years old. And we were talking to her for like 10 minutes. She's carrying on this really cool conversation. Then she looks at me, she goes, someone snuck in my room last night and bopped me in the head and cut all my teeth out. I'm like, what?
What the heck?
And Jimmy beside me, she goes, and when I get him, I'm going to kill him. I'm like, okay. So Jimmy, my brother says to her, he goes, no, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. She looks at him. She goes, not if I get to him first, it ain't. And so then Jimmy's wife's like, we better change the subject. She goes, now this is the part where she wasn't paying attention like me. She says to the lady, hey, how's the food here? And the lady looks at her, she goes, I don't know. I don't got any teeth. Anyways, Tyler, go check out everybody in the sound room. Let's get talking about brake checking truckers tonight. And
you
I'm going to go ahead
you
and take
it again. You just did it again.
What's that? Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't. Okay, you know what? I'll check in there while the commercials are playing. I'll be right back, man. Let's get some of these commercials going, man. I mean, be honest with you, I'm not even sure where I'm at here today. Okay.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven. Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey, drivers. How does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at National Carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey drivers, Troy here with Talk CDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right, just click on one app called Driver Pulse and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to 10thstreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today. All right, welcome back to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Today we're talking about brake checkers. Not to do it. I mean, it's like I said in the beginning of the show, it's almost like kind of redundant just to even have this conversation. You would think that anybody out there with two eyes and two ears would know not to get in front of a big tractor trailer, a big rig, a semi, whatever you want to call us, and hit your brakes. It isn't the smartest thing in the world to do. In fact, you know what? It's almost like Russian roulette. Hey, Tyler, are you with me, big guy?
I'm here.
Hey, Tyler, I've got Cody on the line with us today. I don't think you met him. You were out when Cody was on the other day, but Cody, say hi to Tyler.
How's it going, Tyler?
Hey, not too bad, man. I talked to him a little bit on Facebook, but I've been gone when he's been on here, so I appreciate you calling in, man.
No problem. Nice to be on.
So
your mic sounds really good. Did you end up getting a new mic or something?
What's that?
Did you end up getting a new mic or something? We were talking about that on Facebook. It sounds pretty good.
happened to be in the truck today, and I kind of moved the mic away a little bit, trying to get a little distance.
Cool. Well, sounds good. All right, man.
Yeah, Cody, if anybody's going to give you good technical advice, it's Tyler. He's been kind of mothering me ever since I've been on the show. But anyways, listen, real quick, let's throw a couple questions at Cody, Tyler. Cody, how long have you been driving? I'm just curious.
Actually, as of today, I've had my CDL officially 1 year today.
Cool.
Actually, I've had it for a year and 2 months, but today is the day I actually went and took my CDL test. 1 year ago today in Salem, Illinois.
That's awesome, man. You started with Schneider, and now you're with Hogan, right?
Actually, I started my very first job. I was working for WW Transport, pulling dry bulk trailers, and it was kind of a little bit of a learning curve, and I ended up getting laid off that position. Kind of just did a little bit of trucking work, get the experience, pulled dry bulk, belly dumps, junk trailers. I mean, just something to get the experience, work my way up until I turned 21.
And Cody, you're doing like a line haul dedicated, right? From St. Louis to like Indy or something like that and back?
Yes, sir.
Is that just once a night or do you do that round, do that twice a day?
Once a day. Five days a week still working right now.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, that's a pretty short trip from there to Indianapolis. How many hours does it take to get over there?
From start to finish, I could turn my load from Bridgeton, Missouri at the terminal to the Target DC in Indianapolis, back to the store and back to the DC. I could turn it in 11 and a half hours.
Right. And that is that just dropping and hooking?
Yeah, drop and hook.
Yeah.
You got to pull the trailers out and switch them. But
so that's
that
it? Like you go in, you do your log, I guess your electronic log. So you go in, clock in, and head over there to Indy, do your thing, and get back, and that's pretty much routine every day.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Nice and easy.
Nice straight road. Right over
there.
And
bumping a lot of construction.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've driven quite a bit myself out 70, and, you know, I wasn't really I've never had a bad ride from St. Louis over, but it's been a few years, so anyways – Tyler, let's get into this subject, man. Tyler, what's your thoughts on this? You know, people break checking truckers. I mean, think about that for a second. Is that about the most ridiculous thing when you really think of the destruction a tractor trailer actually do to a car, let alone, you know, the inhabitants inside? Tyler, what are your thoughts before we read this?
Man, you know, there's a lot of really stupid people in the world in general. And to think that, you know, you can have that mentality, you know, where you get pissed off at a trucker and you're just going to pull out in front of them and then put on your brakes even a little bit, especially, you know, in that video, how close he was in general. But to do a legitimate brake check, you're just asking to die. It's like a death wish. I mean, this guy was lucky that this trucker was, I guess, you know, paying attention and everything in general, but just the logic in itself, I can't really stoop my brain down to understand or really almost even talk about it. It's that retarded. So I don't even know, man. It's just kind of, I'm confused about the whole thing. Honestly, when I seen that video, I was like, what is going on here? Yeah,
hey,
I actually applauded
the
trucker in that video when he gave him a little bit of an extra nudge there at the end. I was like, good for you, trucker. I mean, whatever. You know, that you kind of didn't help your case there a little bit, you know? I mean, you had the video to save you, and then you kind of ruined it at the end, but you proved your point, you know, so good for you. But at the same time, I wouldn't say do that again, but yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if it was an owner. I didn't read about it, but, you know, and like I said, you know, they put this stuff up here for us to talk about, you know, and I'm thinking to myself all day. I'm like, what do you really say to somebody? What do you say to the world about brake checking a trucker? You know, except maybe call them names. I mean, I can't really. It's almost like, how do you talk logic into stupidity? I mean, that's really what we're trying to do here today. You know, there's some things that are do's and don'ts in trucking and mingling and you know, even traveling with a big truck. Like for example, we've talked before, we had an episode on blind spots. And you know, there's many blind spots in a truck in a around a tractor trailer, and we've tried to get it out to the public that, hey, you really need to not be in these certain areas, and because maybe a lot of them didn't even know that the truck driver couldn't even see them in certain areas, Tyler, right? So we're trying to really pass on good advice. But by all means, as sure as God made green little apples, the idiot in front of the trucker slamming his brakes on knows that there's an 18-wheeler coming right up his butt. I mean, it's like, how do you actually put a message out there to people? It's almost like we got to get a video of a rig going over somebody and just crushing the inhabitants in it, because that happens. Hey, Cody, what are your thoughts on this?
I believe it's a very dangerous game. I know people do it car versus car when they're mad. When you're playing with 80,000 pounds, I don't see how the loss could even play a game of chicken with a truck. I don't know what could possibly go through your mind to make you think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I agree. Now, how about you, Cody? Have you had any brake checkers ever in your 1 year of experience? Have you had any yet?
Not that I can think off of. Top of my head, not really. I'm pretty observant. I try to keep my distance between the cars, try not to give it anybody an opportunity to put myself in that situation.
Well, here's what I would say to the public out there. If I wasn't going to make fun of you, which I am, okay, my advice would be, okay, seriously, like Cody just said and Tyler said, that first off, a tractor trailer without any special permits, fully loaded, is 80,000 pounds total gross weight. That's the entire maxed out weight that we're allowed to be without having a special permit for, you know, for heavy haul. So when we hit you and you're only, what's the average car, Tyler, about 3,500 pounds, you know, give or take a pound, a ton and a half, maybe.
Yeah, right about that.
Yeah. You're like a soccer ball. Okay, it's really true. The trucker is the big boot, and you're like a soccer ball. And look, I'm being serious now. You will kill yourself getting hit by a tractor trailer. I'm telling you, if you get lucky or God's watching you or whatever you want to call it, okay, is one thing. But tractor trailers, when they hit you, they have no mercy. I mean, they have zero mercy. So if we're trying to speak sense into you, it's almost like we got to treat you kind of in a stupid manner. I don't know what else to say, Tyler. I don't even have a whole lot to say about this subject, Tyler. What do you think?
You would get a real quick elementary lesson in physics, that's for sure.
I like that. There's no doubt. You know, when an unstoppable force hits you, which maybe a trucker's not unstoppable, but I tell you what, they're not going to get stopped by a car. I'd say, do yourself a favor and start looking at the statistics. And because there's a lot, Tyler, there's a lot of people that are listening to us right now that are literally not tractor trailer drivers, and they may be family members of truckers. And usually a good trucker, okay, a good trucker usually will instruct his family on the dangers of being, you know, in a four-wheeler versus a tractor trailer. Because as a trucker, Cody, I'm sure you've instructed your family and your wife and your friends once since you've been in trucking, that you're catching more of really the dangers in it. So I'm sure you're instructing them about where they should be in a car and where a trucker should be as far as in front of you, or get down the road and don't get near them. That's really the instruction of a trucker, Cody. Is that what you're doing with your family?
Yeah, I try to educate my family and friends. My mom's side of the family, my grandfather was a trucker for 30 years. He's the one that actually got me into this line of work. So a lot of my family, they know the dangers of trucking. They know where not to be. I more try to educate young drivers that I'm friends with, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. I try to educate them the dangers of messing around with trucks. I mean, it ain't something to play around with. I mean, we're 70 feet long, 80,000 pounds, and we can crush you like a bug. It's some very dangerous. So I like to educate as many of my friends as I can about the dangers of trucking and how to respect those big trucks on the road.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, guys? Do you guys have anything else to say about this subject? I mean, because I don't even, like I said, when it comes to brake checking a truck, and here's another thing that y'all should know out there in trucker land. Okay, I call it trucker land. You know, you may not even intentionally brake check a trucker. Some of you, there's a lot of people that are out there on the road that will pass you, and then they'll come right over in front of you because it's clear to come over. And then all of a sudden, you may have to brake, and you may not be trying to screw with the truck driver like the people in these videos are, okay? And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Again, you're going to get yourself killed. What you really need to do out there, and this is really pretty much the only advice we can give you, is get down the road. This is what I tell my daughters. When you're passing a big truck, get down the road. If he's doing 65 and it's a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit and you're wanting to, you know, go 5-10 miles over the speed limit, my advice is take a chance and mash on it and just get down the road for a second or two. Get out of his way. You know, I'll tell you a couple of reasons I say that. One, you don't want to be near a tractor trailer. You increase your chances of getting hurt. Number two, when you're coming up to a red light, if it's like a 4-lane highway or something like that, there's truckers out there that are on Facebook and they're on social media and they're not watching what they're doing, you know, texting and driving. And there's people getting killed every day, getting rear-ended. I'm not saying there's a lot of truckers doing that, but you don't want to find that one that is doing that. One of the worst places to be is too close to the front of a trucker or too close behind a trucker. Stay away from tractor trailers. That's really my advice. Tell, do you have any advice before I talk about one other thing I want to talk about right here?
No, I think that's a great way to sum it up there. Don't, you know, you wouldn't brake check a train, so don't brake check a semi. I mean, that's what I'm going to say in my final comments on that.
I like that, Tyler. You wouldn't brake check a train. Listen, and I know there's truckers out there going, we tuned in for this? Well, duh. Well, guys, you guys that are saying duh, guess what I got to tell you? Honestly, now think about it. There's a million people out there brake checking you. You wouldn't think we would have to tell the public this, but somewhere along the line, they left their brain, okay, at the house when they left that day, and they're brake checking us. So we need to get the message out that it's a very dangerous thing to brake check 80,000 pounds of metal coming at you. Anyways, Todd, did you see that thing that was put up there on Facebook a little while ago? Are you at least looking on your phone? Do you have internet on your phone? Your what do you want, 4G? Cody, did you see that thing?
Yeah, let me go over there.
Well, we're Googling.
Right,
let me tell you what it is. We're Googling newest Peterbilt models for the heck of it, right? And look what came up. Two models, the Peterbilt Sentinel and the Peterbilt Mag. And there's a poster of it. And I see some guy, Kevin, put, honestly, they both look retarded. So, you know what? I'd be honest with you. I actually like that Mag. Can you see that, Cody?
What's that?
Are you on Talk CDL Facebook right now?
No, because I'm actually driving.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that, Cody.
Oh, no.
When you get a chance, look at that comparison on the on Talk CDL Facebook of the Peterbilt Sentinel and the Mag. I don't know if these are models that are coming out. That's what happened when we Googled it.
I would say the Mag is okay. They're both okay, but I just don't like those new body styles they're coming out with. I like the classic, you know, I like that older, you know, box nose, you know, truck. So I'm not a fan of the new styles in general. But if I were to choose between those two, I would get a Mag myself. But, hey, I'm sure that thing rides like a Cadillac, though. It looks like it got a real wide or a long wheelbase.
Tyler, you should truly check out that bottom on the Mag. That thing, to me, is hot. I love the front end of that. Are you saying you don't really like that, huh?
No, honestly, you know, I mentioned trains earlier, and honestly, I think, like, these new trucks are almost looking more like trains than they are the classic,
yeah,
you know, trucks. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I like it. Cody, when you get a chance, check that out.
All right,
I like the color. I like that like cherry bomb, like apple kind of color on that. That's a gorgeous color. I'd love a truck that color. But
Tyler, refresh and look and see what was just put up there now. Tell me what you think of that W9L. Tell me that's not hot.
Let me see if I can't get it to update here.
Yeah. Let me know what you think. Cody, you going to come on the show tomorrow? We'll have more things to talk about.
I'll definitely be there.
All right, man. We have to get a hold of Alan. I keep telling. What's that, Tyler?
Yeah, see, that's pretty awesome. To me, that looks, I don't know, that grill and everything, that's a nice-looking truck. That's kind of like a mix between the modern look and that old look, and that I like, for sure.
I like that. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cody, you got any final thoughts about brake checking, man? What do you think of that? Give us some final thoughts, buddy. We're going to wrap this show up. We're doing anywhere from 5 minutes to 5 hours on this show. That's the new motto.
To me, I just think a lot of four-wheelers need to just bring the common sense. I mean, I don't see what goes through their mind to think it's a good idea to brake check a big rig. We're big, heavy, and we can kill you.
I hear you. Absolutely. Good advice. Hey, well, we can stay on for another minute or two. Look who just joined us. Alan, what's up, big guy?
Dude, I am sitting on I-80 in Pennsylvania. I'd like to turn my radio down here real quick. I am sitting in construction on I-80 down just out of Snowshoe. I'm trying to catch signs. But heading into Milton, and we are at a dead stop. I'm crawling at about 10 right now, but I have my air brakes on for the last 20 minutes. We were, like, literally dead stopped. So this is about 10 miles long, and I figured it was a little bit after. I was kind of bumming that I wasn't able to catch the show, and it worked out good. So I figured I'd call in. But
What's the report on the CB? Is there a wreck? You know how many wrecks I've seen on Snowshoe? Oh, it's just construction?
Yeah. I would bet a bunch, because I tell you what, some of these guys, I know you were talking about four-wheelers the other day when I was on, and these guys are just, man, their heads are way up their butt. I mean, Charger today came flying around. I bet he was doing 80 miles an hour. I'm in the right lane going slow. I got another truck coming up passing me. Charger comes flying out of nowhere. And as soon as the truck got past, I turned off the cruise and I flashed him because it was still daylight out so he could see. He starts to come over, right past me, comes on over. Charger tries to squeeze in between us. The other guy whips over, another black, like Porsche or something, I guess, chasing the Charger. And I'm thinking, we're going to have a freaking crash going up the hill on the mountain. It's ridiculous. But it was just lunacy.
Alan, did you hear what the topic was about earlier?
I didn't. You know what? I just popped on because we stopped.
Brake checkers. Brake checker truckers. Yeah,
there
interesting
you go.
Enough. Yeah. I think you fell right into that. Well, listen, Alan, man, I hate to kill you here, buddy, but we're wrapping the show up, man. We come
That's
on, set our
–
you know, Alan, here was the only one of the thoughts I had. Think about it. It's almost redundant. It's almost pitiful that we would actually even have that as a subject, brake checking truckers. You would almost think that we wouldn't have to tell anybody not to do it. But they're doing it all day long, brake checking truckers and brake checking 80,000 pounds. Again, I probably sound like a broken record here, but it's like, how ridiculous can it get? I mean, you would think it's almost like me not telling you, Alan, do not play with fire. Do not stick your hand in the fire. Do not touch the top of the stove. It's almost like you shouldn't have to tell people that, but you do. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yep.
If you're out there in four-wheeler land, my advice to you is, seriously, get educated. Knowledge is key. Tyler, give me your final thoughts.
Man, I would just
Tyler, hold up a second. Alan, give me a quick couple thoughts. I'll go to Cody. I'll let Tyler plug us a little bit.
You know, my thoughts, kind of like what I used to talk about before, earlier on when I came on, is that I really think it's important that four-wheelers get educated. And I don't want to have it come across negative, like a negative connotation with regard to that term. But it's a way to differentiate. But it's like they really need to educate and understand, because I don't think they know any better. But some of the stuff that I'm seeing out here is just absolute stupidity. And the implications with their actions are they don't understand how devastating it can be. And it'd be really great to see some type of educational something or other put into place at schools, especially high schools, especially to show people and explain to them why. Not just tell them not to do it, but show them and explain to them why, so they understand what's going on when they've got a tractor trailer next to them that could potentially be loaded with 80,000 pounds or grossed at 80,000.
Good deal. All right. Cody, you got a couple thoughts for us?
I would say everything Alan just said. I believe we need to educate the younger generation about the dangers of being around big trucks. They want to pin it all on us truckers, but I feel like it is the everyday driver that needs to be educated. I didn't know trucks are 80,000 pounds until I got into trucking. I mean, I never knew how long it took them to stop or the dangers of being around them until I got into this industry. And I feel like we do need to educate them as of the dangers of being around us, big trucks.
I hear you. And as Cody said, it's like triple the length, I think, for a trucker to stop, you know, a couple of football fields for a truck driver to stop. I mean, that's literally the statistics. So just remember that next time you're ticked off at a trucker. You know what? If you want to get mad at a trucker, maybe he's going too slow, holding you up. Maybe even a trucker cuts you off. You don't want to know something, don't brake check him. Take his number down. I mean this sincerely. If you got a truck driver that's acting up on the road, instead of getting up there and trying to take your vengeance out on him by brake checking and you end up getting killed, take his truck number and take a video of him being an idiot. I mean, I'm on the side of good drivers. I don't stand behind truckers that are jackasses. I can tell you that right now. We got enough of them in the industry. I could say that because I am a trucker. And all the good truckers out there will say the exact same thing I'm saying. But if you got a truck driver that's maybe cutting you off or acting like an idiot, instead of trying to get back at him by brake checking, if that's the reason you're doing it, do yourself a favor. And just write his truck number down. Try to video what he's doing. Send the video to his company, and I can guarantee you he'll be fired, and they'll send the video to everybody that wants a job reference, and he'll never get a job again. Okay, I tell truckers all the time, behave out there, okay? Respect the public. This is what we advocate on this show, because one of the things we'd love to do is rebuild the public's trust. A lot of the public thinks that truck drivers are bad, dirty, rotten, yada, yada, yada. And there's a lot of really good truck drivers out there, great hearts, very professional, that really are, honestly, make the industry look good. And so just do yourself a favor. Video the guy if he's doing bad. Don't get in his way and try to do something stupid. And if you're the cause and you're trying to brake check him, I got to tell you, honestly, if you get hurt, you're only going to deserve what you get. So don't be stupid is really my advice. You know what? I'm going to turn this over to Tyler. I'll give my final thoughts in a second. Tyler, quick couple thoughts. Plug us. Tell them where they can find us. And let's wrap it.
All right. You know, I just say everything combined, what you guys said, I agree with. Like I said earlier, you wouldn't brake check a train, so don't brake check, a semi. And that doesn't go just with, you know, four-wheelers, too. You know, a big group of our listeners is obviously truckers, okay? Don't brake check another trucker. That's also common sense as well, and that does happen as well. So I'm just going to throw that out there, okay, because we do know that happens as well. So don't do that, because that just creates even more of a tangled mess. And I've been... you know, responded to two semis wrapped together, and it's not fun being the person to have to rip those two apart. So just be safe out on the road. Think of, you know, common sense things, and you know, they gave you a big horn for a reason. You know, use it. You know, before you when you get brake checked, maybe go ahead and pop your horn on and let them know, hey, this is about to go bad. You know. You know, do what you can. Use your professional skills to try to avoid, slamming into a four-wheeler if you can. And aside from that, that's my final thoughts on that. Moving over to talkcdl.com, you know, every day, right about 30 minutes after the show ends, so about 7:15 or so Eastern, or actually, I'm actually in Mountain Standard Time right now, so what would that be, like 9:15 Eastern Standard Time? You know, the show will be on TalkCDL.com, so you can listen to the show there. You could share the show to your Facebooks from there, to Pinterest and all the other social media platforms. You can share from there, spread the word about TalkCDL. And, You can find us on iTunes. If you head over to iTunes and type in Talk CDL, you can listen to the show from there. And some things coming up. I'm trying to work on getting some merchandise, kind of like some T-shirts and stuff on the website. So we'll hopefully have that going here within the month. That's what I'm going to say about on that. And other than that, I think that's about it. Find us on Facebook.com/TalkCDL. Hit that like button and join the community on there. I think we're right around 10,000 on there right now, something like that. So,
I don't know. Am I up, Tyler? All
right. Yep, you're up.
All right. Well, hey, my final thoughts are the same. I say the same thing every day. If we're live tomorrow, Lord willing, we're going to do the show tomorrow night, 8 o'clock East Coast time. Right now is our start time. Who knows? We play with it. But right now, 8 o'clock's been working out so far. So it's not doing too bad. Diesel, if you're listening, prayers for you, buddy. I know you're still recovering. He's been in touch with Ruth Ann. And heard from Richie Rich in a while. Rich has been back from his vacation for about a week, and he's been working his tail off. I imagine trying to double time it. Anyways, Kelly, hope you're listening. Call in. I know you said you've been sleeping this time of the night, but anyways, call in tomorrow night, Kelly. Get on the show. We miss you. Everybody out there, head on over to Lady Trucker's Facebook page and like Kelly's. Also, head on over to TalkCDL's Facebook page, facebook.com/TalkCDL, and hit the like button. And we love that we have a growing community. Thanks, everybody. Good night, and God bless.